Second point. I'll come to your last point before coming back to Finland. What should we do? How do we rebalance the world economy, which is completely out of sync, completely out of kilter, completely imbalanced now? You mentioned China. Now, China is, of course, a hugely significant player. In my book, in the second edition, I don't know whether you read the first or the second, but anyway, the second. What I'm saying is that China does not have what it takes to fill in this gap. You are quite right. If you go to Africa, you will see a kind of intervention through investment that resembles what the United States was doing with dollarizing Europe with a Marshall Plan and so on and so forth. They're not being philanthropical. They're minding after their own shop, the Chinese, and this is why they go to Ethiopia and say, we'll build you an airport and roads for free, because they want something in return, the resources and so on and so forth. The difference, you know, is the United States, when they came to Europe in the 1940s and dollarized it, they didn't do it because they wanted something from us material. They didn't want the contents of our ground. They didn't want coal. They didn't want oil. They had all that, right? The Chinese go to China because they want what's in the ground. That's what they want. The Americans understood that as a surplus economy, they need to come to Europe and give us money so that we buy their stuff, so that their factories don't fire their own workers. So they wanted demand from us. So they gave us money for us to buy their planes. Right? That's not something that China has done. And it's not something that China can do at the moment. Might the Chinese economy grow into a position where it can do it? I hope it does. I can't see it at the moment. And I can't see it for a very simple reason. The reason why China did not collapse in 2008 when America collapsed was because, very wisely, they cranked up their investment internally, administratively. You know, they created huge railway networks. They built roads that they didn't even know whether they would use them or not. Okay, they did typical stimulus macro policy, and they did a very good thing. But the result was that their investment ratio rose from something remarkably preposterous as 30% to 50%. So out of every dollar that China is producing, half of it goes into investment. This is overinvestment. And overinvestment leads to bubbles in real estate. And when the Shanghai real estate market collapses, China will be in trouble. So it's not in the position that the United States was. I think Europe can rebalance the world. I think Europe is either going to be Mr. Jekyll or Dr. Hyde. Oh, sorry, Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde. We are not going to be middle of the road. We're either going to bring the world down again, like we've done twice in the last 100 years, or we will save it. We will only save it if we change our practices, but we can save the world. We can, if we manage to stabilize Europe by introducing the surplus recycling mechanism, and there are very easy ways of doing it that even won't even cost you. You don't need the surplus countries paying for it. But that's another discussion. If we do this, we provide the world with stability, and secondly, with the model of how it can be done. The Brazilians and the Chinese are absolutely ready to jump on the bandwagon. They can't do it on their own. And you know what? I think even the Americans are ready to go along with it, especially this administration. Jack Lew understands this very well, the U.S. Treasury Secretary. And let me finish with Finland. Now, you mentioned the political demand upon your politicians for austerity. Now, I appreciate prudence. You know, the Protestant ethic of tightening your belt when the going gets tough. And I also understand the importance of moral outrage. The problem in Europe at the moment is that in surplus countries like in Finland, moral outrage is waged in the wrong direction. You should be outraged at the moment. You should be very angry. You should be very angry at the way your taxes are being used in the Eurozone. You should be very angry with the bailouts given to the Greeks, to the Spanish, to the Irish, to the Portuguese. Because good money is going into black holes. And while it is going into these black holes, it is destroying lives everywhere in Europe, primarily in the deficit countries, but also here. And the question is, why is this happening? why are your politicians misleading you? And the answer is very, very simple. Because they cannot be reelected if they tell you what the purpose of these bailouts truly is. They are telling you that the purpose of the bailouts is solidarity towards the spendthrift, insufferable Greeks and the Portuguese who overspent during the good years. This is not so. That bailout money goes from your pockets to those governments to come straight back to the Northern European insolvent banks. And your politicians do not have the courage to look at you in the eye and say, we are transferring cynically money, or to be more precise, losses from the books of our Northern European banks onto your account. Because this is what the bailout to Greece is. The money went from you to the Greek government to the Northern European banks, bypassing Greece. Greece was burdened with that debt, which it can never repay to you. So it was all a cynical exercise for fooling you into thinking that you were helping Greece when you were bailing out the bankrupt bankers in this new regime, which I call bankruptocracy, that we have. So we should feel moral outrage everywhere in Europe, but not at one another. The problem with our countries is that they're full of people who make a hell of a lot of money without working, and without working for it. They are the bankers. The bankers of Greece, the bankers of Spain, the bankers of Finland, the bankers of Germany in particular. And Finland did not deserve this fate, because in the early 1990s, Scandinavians in generally led the world in ways of dealing with banking crisis. When your banks went belly up and caused a massive recession and lots of problems, your governments back in 1992 did the right thing. Stepped in, nationalized the banks, within 6 months they had cleansed them, and then sold them back to the private sector. Had we done this in Europe, we would not be in the crisis we are in. But they didn't do it because our national politicians are in the Eurozone, part and parcel, they are completely in the pockets of the bankers. And instead of doing that, they are supposedly going through bailouts. There's no austerity involved in this. Never before has so much public money been spent, but on the wrong people. While we have a very strange regime. We have socialism for the bankers, while the masses of the weakest members of our society are thrown to the vagaries of the free market.
Oh, thank you very much, Yanis. And if there are any comments from the audience, that this would be the great time for them.